Hey, this is Paul with ConvertingCopy.com, and welcome to the inaugural podcast for Converting Copy. All right, yay. Well, good to have you guys here. I'm not going to get into a whole thing, but basically this podcast series is going to discuss the same things I discuss on ConvertingCopy.com. Things about marketing your website, search engine optimization, paid advertising, copywriting, of course, all things that you need to do to improve your business online. That's the kind of things we tackle here on ConvertingCopy.com. So I invite you to check that out. But today, that out of the way, we're going to be talking about types of links. Hello everyone, Paul with ConvertingCopy.com with a very quick overview on types of links today. A lot of people will hear these terms a lot and maybe don't know what they're referring to. So I'm just going to give you kind of a definition on each of these types of links, which you may have heard about or will hear about in the future. Now, as most search engine optimization experts know, link building is the cornerstone of SEO because basically it's kind of a virtual thumbs up or a vote of confidence from one webmaster to another, which Google takes into consideration when ranking content. So if someone reads a post that you've made and creates a link to that post from their website because they think it's going to be beneficial to their readers as well, Google recognizes this and they say to themselves, well, this person thought enough to create a link to this other person's content, so that content must be worth ranking well. Now, that comes with a lot of caveats, obviously, but we'll get into that later. But right now, we're just going to focus on the types of links. So first off, we have reciprocal or two-way links. Now, this is basically just two webmasters exchanging a link to the other's website from their own. This used to be more effective. It's always been easy because you just have to email another webmaster, presumably in your same niche, and ask them for a link exchange. The problem with link exchanges is that it's, you know, because it's reciprocal, there's no real value there. It's not one webmaster saying, oh, I like your content, let me link to it. No, they want something in return, so you both exchange that link, and Google recognizes this as not being nearly as valuable, in a sense, because, again, there's that kind of, you know, I want something in return mentality. So it's not really a vote of confidence or anything. It's just two webmasters trying to improve their own rankings, which Google does not like. And the same goes for 3, 4, and beyond link exchanges. So webmasters have tried to get more, you know, clever over the years. You can have 4 sites, like site A links to site B, which links to site C, which links to site D, which links back to site A. And the idea is that no 2 sites are exchanging a link directly with one another. Well, Google has gotten more clever over the years, too, and can recognize these things now. So it doesn't really help you all that much. I know some search engine optimization experts have tried to argue that there are ways, if you just make it really complex with how you're exchanging these links, that Google won't pick up on it. But generally, I have not seen that to be the case at all. Google knows what's going on most of the time, and you should generally give them the benefit of the doubt, as this doesn't really work anymore, especially in 2012. So now we're going to get into one-way links, which are the most valuable types of links, but part of the one-way links refers to buying links, obviously. So you can pay someone to create a link from their site to your site. So there's, again, it goes with that something in return mentality. They're only doing that if you pay them to do that. So consequently, Google does not like that. And anything that falls under that is going to get you punished or just ignored. So it's a waste of money generally. So this refers to just buying a single link from someone else, like a high PR site or something like that. A link package where you're paying for multiple links, basically, from different sites. Site-wide links, you know, you're paying someone to put a link to your site on every page of their site, like a blog, like in their menu or something like that. And you have directory links. Some of these directories are free, others charge you to get listed, but, you know, different, again, SEO experts will argue as to the effectiveness of directory links. So getting your link in a directory like Yahoo or something like that. So it's generally my contention that you should never have to pay for links. So I don't do any of that myself. So I can't talk that much about it. Only that I know that it doesn't work for most anyone I talk to. So let's get into the kinds of one-way links that you can get, which are good to get. First off, and most importantly, we just have creating good content. This is how you get one-way links. You create link bait and things of that nature, which basically just means good, unique content that maybe other webmasters can't get elsewhere or create themselves at all or easily. So if you have this unique content that no one else has, of course people are going to link to you if they can find it. And the better your content, the more links you're going to get and the more quality links you're going to get. And that's going to help you shoot right to the top in Google. So again, it's about quality over quantity when it comes to link building. I say that a lot. So it's much better to have just a small handful of high quality links from high ranking, high PR sites than thousands of links from small spammy sites, but that probably goes without saying. We also have article directories, not as effective as they used to be, but still very much worth your time, and not for the most obvious reason. So you can create a link to your site by creating an article on like e-zine articles. You can write an article, have a resource box at the end, create a link with anchor text, point it back to your page of choice. The problem with that is that these sites have taken a hit in the wake of the Panda update, which has been well over a year now at this point. But with that update, article directories took a hit in the power of their links, basically. So the real value in article directories is no longer in links from their sites, but in links you can get from other sites. So syndication is still really big on article directories. Other webmasters always looking for good content for their sites, and they'll check out article directories, and if you write well and you write very good content, then they will take your article with the resource box intact. That's the point. So you have that link intact, and they'll publish it right on your site, and that's a link from a whole new site. Then we have forum posting, blog commenting, social bookmarking. I put them all together. Blog commenting, basically just going to a blog and reading a post and leaving a comment, and you can generally leave a link back to your site. Same kind of principle with article marketing, in that it's not so much about the link itself that is worth your time, but if you create a good comment in response to someone's post and you get in there early, then you can get a lot of traffic back to your site from the link that you include. So not so much the link juice that you're going to get from that link, but the traffic you'll get from it. And then you can pick up some new readers who might go on to link to your site from their site. So it has benefits down the road if you use it well. And forum posting, it's similar, because you're just leaving your, you have a signature generally, and links back to your site. And again, if you write good content, leave good comments, good posts in the forums, then people will follow your links back to your site, and you can get some new traffic and links that way as well. And I'll move down to press releases. Press releases are press releases, just like offline, basically. But the only difference is you can include links, generally, in press releases back to your site. So press releases are still pretty strong when it comes to link juice in Google's eyes. So definitely check out my 10 press release tips to get the most out of press releases these days. And you can definitely use it to get some high quality link juice and some good traffic as well. And then finally, we have interior links or on-site links, which just means that you are linking back to your website from another page of your website. So you're linking to different content from a different place on your website. It helps Google to identify what your content's about, but at the same time, it's also good for spreading around your link juice and spreading out your traffic. So, you know, sending someone to from one post of yours to another relevant post, and this increases the time they spend on your site, and it lowers your bounce rate as a result, which helps you as one of Google's ranking factors, albeit a small one, but still important. So just to give you kind of an overview, these are the major types of links which you could be going after and which you should be going after, and some of which I talked about in the beginning that you should avoid, especially where we are with Google right now. So avoid the two-way, the three-way, the four-way links, avoid buying links generally, and focus on getting high-quality one-way links like I talked about in part in this video. So thanks for watching. For more information, more on link building, tactics and techniques and things like that, check out my site, convertingcopy.com, and I will talk to you soon.